All in all, just another brick in the wall. All right, we are joined on an open phone Monday. Mikey J's across the castle. Good morning, Mikey J.
Morning.
And so is Colin Letty. Good morning, Colin.
Top of the morning to you.
It is a Monday. It is an open phone day. And we've been very curious. I did read the article, the very first article that came out on April 28th with the from Trip Griffith, I believe the New York Times reporter that came into Burlington and went, I think, around town pretty much with Tom Courtney. We also had a follow-up article that was in the paper. I was asked for comments by Leia Anderson about a comment made about Burlington used to be in KBUR used to be a nice, friendly radio station. Now we have hours of conservative talk host Sean Hannity, but he didn't mention anybody else because...
because that goes against the narrative they're trying to paint.
Because it goes against the narrative, yes. It was a narrative basically designed to simply, I think, really show just how Burlington has fallen on its face. But there, you know, the fact is there's a number of quotes in here that are just simply...
Let's just say
simply wrong.
Parts of it were skewed to the point of it being slanderous.
Well, and it's just, you can tell it's a guy just making up his own theories. A man who is not qualified to make race theories or hasn't done any, doesn't have a degree in any sort of race relations, mm-hmm. is coming up with his own theories about what's going on racially in our town and then putting it into the New York Times.
Well, Mikey, you have some statistics to share, don't
I,
you?
I have a whole bevy of statistics. I don't know where we want to start, but, yeah, this got me fired up because, I mean, just so everyone knows, I'm not a conservative. I am a registered Democrat in this county. I have voted for Democrats. I have also voted for Republicans. I'm not going to toe the party line 100% of the time. But when you're saying that our station is strictly conservative, I'm sure many of our callers would disagree. Dean and I have many face-offs on many topics. Jack likes to call in, and I like to challenge Jack on things. We look at all perspectives here at KBUR, and we welcome all opinions, even the uneducated ones, like the ones being spouted by this gentleman.
The point is, what it was the New York Times editor, or no, not editor, New York Times reporter came to town, and basically to say, why did Iowa switch colors
party lines?
Yeah, why did we swap from being very heavily Democratic to being all of a sudden heavily
conservative,
conservative and Republican? And why did we give up, and why did we vote for Trump? And that Trump,
give up in quotes.
The people that ended up voting for Trump also ended up basically carrying it forth and voting. So we have a Republican-controlled legislature. I'm not sure how we did on the last election, but it was still fairly strong. Basically, you know, made the Make America Great Again idea. You know, but it's really saying, it says, okay, people were tired of being, you know, they were tired of what the way things were. But it's the thing is, everything in the story, in the New York Times story, is slanted. It's disparaging to the hospital. It certainly is disparaging
to schools.
To schools.
It's to local business.
It's disparaging to our business as embers of a revival in downtown.
To local government.
Local government.
It's also disparaging to our public identity, just saying that we're a racist community, that all the white people here just can't wait to flee the racism that's going on in our community, that he and his, you know, grand knowledge thinks is stemmed all because our county voted for Donald Trump. That is what it comes down to, that they're painting this whole thing that this is what happens when you vote Republican. Everyone just gets racist, and everything just starts going down the drain. You know, that's the overtone of this entire article.
Okay. We're talking about, and it is an article. It's an article that was in the New York Times on April 28th, and then the response article is is was in the Burlington Hawkeye yesterday. Good morning. Who do we have with us today?
This is Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, it would have made no difference which Midwestern town this New York reporter went through. He would have not painted any of them in a good light.
Well, it's
he's
not
an Eastern elitist from a slum-infested, rat-infested, drug-infested city.
And that may be true, Jack.
I think it is true.
There is some truth to that.
The problem that I have with this article isn't with the fact that a New York Times guy came into town and didn't understand our culture. It's that a person who's a prominent member of our community painted our community
former
in such
state
a
senator and school board president. Right
yeah,
there, yeah.
He painted our community in a terrible light. Number one, said a bunch of falsehoods and made up his own theories about race and what's going on in town, and then didn't offer a single solution as to what we should do about it.
Yeah.
He basically said we're a lost cause, we're a terrible racist town now that we've voted Republican for 4 years,
yeah,
and now there's nothing we can do about it, and this is what is going on all over America.
To be fair to Mike G., and also to be fair to Tom, he might have said something, but the article being written, what you know, When a person writes an article and they have an idea what they want to know, if he did say anything that was positive, that was not included. So we don't know what he would have said.
What we do know is that the Hawkeye has published two follow-up articles talking about this New York Times article, and Mr. Courtney has given quotes in both of those articles. So he's had plenty of time to clarify any of these stances if he was taken out of context. But my favorite one that was published in the Hawkeye is straight out of Tom Courtney's mouth.
I quote,
"You can't offend me by saying I'm racist. I probably am racist. I think we're all a little racist." That is your school board president, Tom Courtney, ladies and gentlemen. This is the man in charge of your children's education telling everyone that the reason our high school is doing so terrible is because the white people are so racist they're moving all their kids to West Burlington. That's what that's his prescription for it. When our high school has a dropout rate of over 20% and is in the bottom 50% for math proficiency, reading proficiency, and graduation rate. It's awful.
Do you have a percentage for STEMs, for the rest of STEM studies?
I can look up some more numbers here. But
Jack, are you still there?
Sorry, I went on my little.
It's okay. As a guy,
thanks for calling in,
rant
Jack.
There, but yeah, I mean, I agree with Jack that this reporter obviously came with an agenda in mind.
He had an axe to grind.
And, he had an angle.
And an angle. He knew, and that's why he came in. He came in with a story that he just basically already had.
And he heard the things he wanted to hear.
He had the outline already drafted. All he wanted to do was find the things to make it fit. 754-1490, 319-754-1490. And I think, to be fair, I think the fact is, if you want to see something negative, you can see all the negative. Because there are some negatives here, there's no doubt. But if you want to see the positives, you can do the same thing. Jeremy Hess is also quoted in the article that I read. And Jeremy Hess was with me just a couple of weeks ago talking about all the new businesses that are now occupying some of these businesses, including the Siemens building, including the Raider precast building.
And we've got more businesses looking at Burlington,
too. And all of the new businesses that are going on downtown that are now, and all of the building that's going on downtown, and the fact that we've got a higher percentage of our, it's the fastest growing residential area in the city where we don't have. And it's a millennial. Look at the number of restaurants, brew pubs. Look at all of the other
bars
and niche restaurants such as La Tavola, et cetera, that are going on and are going to continue. And they're all boom, boom, boom right there because they've discovered the same thing that you discover in a major city. If you want to have, put your bars and restaurants, put them all together. Give everybody a choice.
Make them accessible.
Make them accessible. Good morning. Who do we have with us?
Yeah, this is Jack again. Apparently, the New York reporter must have censored me.
Maybe he did. I don't know. I don't think he has access to phone usage.
I have no idea. I was sitting there, and all of a sudden, everything went blank.
I think your call must have got accidentally dropped.
Well, like I said, I don't think it would have made any difference simply because of the fact that he had preconceived ideas, and he's not from the Midwest. And he can have his ideas all that he wants, but I would never live in New York, let alone visit the place, you know.
No, and the fact is, That's the problem we have.
There are multiple people at fault with the story. There's the reporter who came here with a very skewed view of things.
Yeah.
There is the guy he interviewed who told him a lot of things he probably wanted to hear.
He also had Terry Davis.
Context otherwise. And yeah. Another person who's fault personally, and I think, is the editor who let him run that story.
Well, and
oh, yeah.
But it was
maybe we should sue him. Can we do that?
Well, you know, I don't think the fact is the reality is that if you read a story and you know that it's slanted all the way through, and I think the fact is that people in New York, they don't know. Will they care? Or will people that read the New York Times, they'll say, well, okay, they'll see, okay, well, Iowa is this. You know, we're the
Hicktown
flyover state. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, the thing is, but attacking the hospital and attacking our care...
And attacking local business
Attacking local government. Attacking local business, local government, and basically saying, and talking about, and especially when he says, no.
And getting into race politics.
Well, he talked about, Courtney talked about visiting all these places, knocking on doors when he was running for U.S., or not U.S., but for Iowa Senate. And he says now there's old cars and trash everywhere and the old cars just sitting in lawns. And, you know, the thing is, these are all stereotypes, and that's the problem. The reality is, you know, it's not true. And if you really wanted to go find a house which you've got a car, yes. Could he have found that? Yes. In fact, I'm surprised he didn't take a picture of it. He also had a picture in this article, the original Utrecht Times article. Burlington students gathered in front of the abandoned Shopko.
You mean that chain of stores that went out of business?
The entire chain is gone.
Oh, yeah, I mean, we had nothing to do with that. But, again, that's what the preconceived idea and notions of the people who live in the Midwest. Unfortunately, they get the headlines and we just get the bad rep. Is what happened.
Well, and he said, you know, even attacked when he attacked KBUR, I was asked for a response, and I said, look, and I said, look, we have, and we're out of here right now. Anybody has the right to call in and make, and I don't, extreme right, extreme left, anywhere in the middle. Most people in Burlington, I'm going to tell you, when you really come down to it, Jack, most people really aren't extreme right or extreme left. They just want to make. They just want to get by. They want to have
That's
enough.
Right.
They want to just. They just want to live a decent life and continue on.
I believe the saying goes: running water, a hot meal, and a day without confrontation. Yep. That's all people want.
Yeah. One last thing. They never met Don Brandt, did they?
Oh boy.
I'll let you go then. Thank
all right.
You.
Thanks for calling in.
All right. No, that's the reality. The reality is. You know, and I don't care if, you know, the fact is I'm disappointed, frankly, that the opinions came out as they did. But the fact is I don't have to say a thing because everybody else has read that. Everybody else can compare it. And they all know. They all see the same thing we see.
Yeah.
It's like, OK, preconceived notions. Finding the right quotes to fit your preconceived notion and using the most inflammatory ones you can because it simply heightens the fact is we're just a crappy little town.
That's right.
That really doesn't.
That's
100%.
He wants to paint us in a terrible
we're
light and blame it all on Donald Trump. Like,
and,
that's what it comes down to. That's
And we used to be a nice, friendly radio station, and now we're just conservative.
Loaded right-wing propaganda.
Well, I mean, what really hit me that, it, you know, just made me slap my forehead was when he started talking about, we were just so tired of having a black man as president.
Oh, yes.
That
yes,
we just had to vote for a white one. All right? Guess what? There were two white people to choose from, all right? One was a man, one was a woman.
Yeah.
And neither one of them was very good. They weren't good choices. We didn't have a choice of a nice, smart black man to vote for. And if we did, I'm sure a good chunk of America would have voted for that man.
Well, the other...
As opposed to the two that we got the choice of. It's unreal that
The other problem we had in that particular election... And frankly, was the fact that you had, let's put it, Hillary Clinton ran one of the worst campaigns anyone has ever run. or the presidency of the United States.
$1.2 billion in net revenue loss.
Yeah, total. It was the most poorly written, and you know, having a private email server that never quite explained it.
She thought her path to victory was going to be a cakewalk.
Yes.
She thought her victory was guaranteed, so she thought she didn't have to do anything.
Yeah, and she obviously didn't do a lot here in Iowa. You know, we saw Trump and heard a lot more about Trump and even Bernie here in Iowa. You know, Mayor Pete came to Burlington. And you know, we saw the people who were on the ground trying to win Iowa, and Hillary Clinton was not one of the front runners. Yeah, she came through. She gave a speech. But she was not here
not
trying to address the you know, the problems of our community or you know, Iowa in general.
Because she didn't care.
And you know, obviously it's becoming, you know,
I said it again and I'll repeat it. I think that I said it during the Beyond the Beltway show back in January of 2016 before the Iowa caucuses, and I said when Rob Sussman and Robin Johnson and Bruce Dumont were all in the panel with me. I said, what's going to be? I tell you what, people are going to vote with their pocketbooks. You know, when people talk about the economy and the individual personal economy, and I think you could probably identify
speak
with this.
Speak with your wallet.
Is that okay? Healthcare was simply. When you had, you're listening to me right now, anybody listening to me right now, remember when you were paying $250 or maybe a $500 deductible, then that was considered fairly high for an insurance policy, right? A health insurance.
Yeah.
Right now it's $5,000 or higher is the average deductible because of the Unaffordable Care Act. It might have been called the Affordable Care Act, but it's now we did have a person say, look, we've knocked a lot of that down. Well, maybe you have. But it's still.
I haven't seen it. My deductible's still through the roof.
Yeah.
My insurance is as terrible as ever, and I 100% blame the Affordable Care Act.
And
so, yeah.
But that was not. There was no. If you would have used that in the. I said it during the show when I was on, and I said people vote with their pocketbook, and when your health care dollars are out through the roof, people are not going to be happy.
Yeah, and if you're a one issue voter. If the one thing that was the most important to you was the Affordable Care Act and getting it repealed and getting your insurance down, all right, then Donald Trump was the person you were going to vote for because he promised to tear it down and get rid of it, which he didn't. He didn't do that. But that's what he was the only candidate that was was wanting to repeal it or redo it. And so if you were a one issue voter, then that is what swayed you to Donald Trump. You
know? And the economy is really here's the other thing. People vote with their pocketbooks. Donald Trump, hey, in 2020, okay, here we had a pandemic year, but when the reality is, okay, I think the reason that Joe Biden won in 2020 was because not the economy.
It was the pandemic response.
But it was the pandemic response, and the fact is that we had so many conflicting information, and I'm not blaming necessarily Trump, but I'm saying...
Oh, I am.
Go ahead.
Trump sowed the seeds, and then he had to reap them at the end of his presidency because he made everyone not trust the media.
Well, he first...
And then...
First it's...
Yeah.
Yeah,
not
it's,
just
it's,
the media. He made them not trust any epidemiologists
or
experts
the experts
on the matter.
But he,
fake news.
Yeah, he's... Set it all up with the fake news thing, yeah.
And then he said, "Okay,
churches will be open by Easter.
The churches will be filled at Easter. No, okay, all right. Summer's on the way.
And it's going to be full. We're going to be fine.
It's going to be like every other flu. Just going to disappear. You know what did disappear last year?
Summer.
Well, what did disappear is the actual flu season, the coronavirus." The regular flu that we normally see
was eclipsed.
It was basically gone.
Yeah.
The percentage of people with regular flu was down to...
And COVID numbers were going through the roof.
The COVID numbers went through the roof.
If you remember that stretch we had in from October through late November, numbers were as crazy as they were in the early stages, like back in March of last year.
All right. You know what we're going to take a break. We'll be back. And we will be taking phone calls, 754-1490. We're talking about Burlington, right, wrong, or anything in between. But it's the reality is it's always your perception. Your perception is your reality. You know, if you want to see the bad in something, you're going to see the bad in it. You want to see the good in it? There's lots of things to look at, okay?
This, keep it on the down low here,
is the Dan Patrick Show.
I guess the question I would have would be, did you know that Albert Pujols was still playing? Non-Angels fans, you might not realize that Albert Pujols was still in baseball. But when you're not in the postseason, he had this unbelievable run with the Cardinals. I mean, he had a 10-year run that would rival any player in the history of the sport.
Dan Patrick.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Weekday mornings, 8 to 11 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Lunning Chapel helps families and friends achieve closure and acceptance. A funeral service is a time to share stories, a chance to reflect on a life lived and how it impacted others, and how this person made you who you are.
At Lunning Chapel, we understand the importance of a funeral service. We'll help you through the grieving process and celebrate your loved one's life. We invite you to experience the Lunning Chapel difference. Lunning Chapel, turning care into comfort.
Waiting for spring is one thing. Waiting for spring savings is another. At the Home Depot, you don't have to wait for either one. Our best prices of the season are here now, in-store, online, store-wide. Get a 40-volt battery-powered Ryobi string trimmer for just $159. And more savings on everything, from fresh paint to power blowers. You've waited long enough. Bring on spring. The spring savings event, now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid through April 18th while supplies last.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. To keep surfaces sanitized all day, use Microban 24 sanitizing spray. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Once dry, Microban 24 sanitizing spray is effective for 24 hours on bacteria when used as directed.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. The Iowa Department of Public Health on Sunday reported an additional 29 cases of COVID-19. According to the latest data on the state's coronavirus tracking website, that raises the total number of positive cases in Iowa to 397,712 since the start of the pandemic. No additional deaths were reported, meaning that total remained at 5,301. 169 total patients were hospitalized, with 45 in ICUs and 21 on ventilators. As of Monday morning, over 2.5 million COVID-19 vaccines have been administered in Iowa. All but two of Iowa's 99 counties have rejected all or most of their COVID-19 vaccine allotments for this week. The Des Moines Register reports that just two counties, Monona and Emmett counties, wanted their full allocations of COVID-19 vaccine. On Friday, the Iowa Department of Public Health reported that 57 counties wanted zero vaccine. Department of Public Health spoke in a statement that the state qualified for about 69,000 vaccine doses for this week, but is requesting just short of 20,000. Illinois public health officials are reporting 1,741 new confirmed and probable cases of COVID-19, including 30 additional deaths. The Illinois Department of Public Health reported Sunday a total of 1.35 million coronavirus cases in the state, including 22,223 deaths since the start of the pandemic. As of late Saturday, 1,870 people were hospitalized in Illinois due to COVID-19. Of those, 452 were in intensive care units and 232 were on ventilators. The card millions of people have used to prove their identity to everyone from police officers to liquor store owners may soon be a thing of the past as a growing number of states develop digital driver's licenses. With the advent of digital wallets and boarding passes, people are relying more on their phones to prove their identity. At least five states have implemented a mobile driver's license program. Three others, Utah, Iowa, and Florida, intend to launch programs by next year, with more expected to follow suit. From the KBOR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Pam Puso. The price of oil is under pressure as a U.S. pipeline sits idle after a cyber extortion attack.
The pipeline carries 45% of fuel supplies to the East Coast, and experts are warning of shortages if the channel is not reopened within days.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The demand for jet fuel is rising. The TSA says more than 1.7 million passengers were screened at U.S. airports yesterday. That's the busiest day since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. Variants of the virus remain a big concern as global restrictions start to be lifted.
We know that new variants are emerging and that these are capable of being transmitted more easily. But I think at the same time, we've got to get on with life.
Dr. David Navarro with the World Health Organization. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Mostly sunny through the morning, a partly sunny afternoon, a slight chance of showers developing after 3, a high to 63. Tonight turning mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of showers, mainly early, then gradually becoming clear overnight, low down to 41. Mostly sunny Tuesday, high to 60. Partly cloudy Tuesday night, low to 41. Sunny Wednesday, 63. Mostly sunny Thursday, 65. Right now, we've got a mostly sunny sky, 54 degrees. Weather brought to you by Southeast Iowa Regional Airport and Air Choice One, making your travels easy, flying from Burlington to St. Louis and Chicago daily.
Being a foster and adoptive parent means more than helping out a child in their time of need. It is the definition of supporting an entire family through their crisis. During National Foster Care Month this May, we encourage you to consider becoming a licensed foster and or adoptive parent. All counties in Iowa need families for children of all ages, sibling groups, and children struggling with emotional control. We have a team waiting to help you get your journey to the fostering lifestyle. You can make a difference, and we can help. For more information, please go to iowafosteradoption.org.
Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. The Dow opened at a record high this morning. It is rallying as investors shrug off Friday's disappointing jobs report. Colonial Pipeline remains mostly shut down today. It's the largest line moving fuel from the Gulf Coast to the Northeast, and it was hacked by cyber criminals believed to be in Russia. The U.S. declared a state of emergency in 17 states and D.C. last night. Oil and gas futures are higher. You could see higher prices at the pump over the next few days. Boeing reports its orders and deliveries numbers for last month a little later this morning. Lumber prices at fresh record highs again as mills start up after pandemic shutdowns. Prices are higher for new construction homes and home remodeling projects, but experts say supply should meet demand before the end of the year. Chipotle needs 20,000 workers, so it's raising pay and adding referral bonuses. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
Do you know that about 20% of all U.S. dollars were created in 2020? Yeah, most people don't know that. What do you think the effect of all those newly printed dollars will lead to? Inflation? Maybe. It certainly won't lead to the dollar becoming more valuable. In the past, people have purchased gold and silver as a hedge against inflation. That's because gold and silver have increased in value as the purchasing power of the dollar decreases. Buying real gold and silver, the kind you can hold in your hands, is much easier than you think. You can have it delivered securely or privately to your home, or even put real gold and silver in your IRA or 401k. If you are at all concerned about the value of the dollar continuing to decrease or the risk of inflation, you should call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group sells real gold and silver for the lowest prices possible. Call 833-928-GOLD. They will answer all your questions and send you their precious metals investment guide. Get gold you can hold or get real gold in your IRA or 401k today. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-928-GOLD.
Start your day with KBUR.
The morning news. Weather.
Information you need to start your day.
Instant, up to date.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. And online at KBUR.com.
Good morning. We're talking about anything and everything to do with the city. We're talking everything to do with the, your community, everything to do with the area. I think, really, we had...
It's certainly the big topic this morning.
It has been. And the fact is, the problem, I think, that you have, basically, when you have... And frankly, the New York Times, if you're going to be a reporter with the New York Times, you should know better, and you should have a balanced... But he's not. We don't seem to have, there seems to be no intent. If you read articles now, there seems to be no intent to paint anything or to do a balanced article on something. What is the good, you know, hey, okay.
And that goes in every direction.
Well, it goes in every, because it's not the idea. They're told that they want to get a story about why things are, why did Iowa turn around? So find everything you can, all the evidence you can to point to why it did. And here's a good guy to talk to, and talk to this guy too. And they're,
had it not been Tom Courtney, maybe I wouldn't have taken this so hard or whatever, you know, have been so upset by this. But this is a guy who is on the school board in our town, who is pushing all these racial things in a school where he admits has a higher diversity rate than any other school around. And when you're throwing around race things, trying to say that all the white people around here are racist and admitting himself that I think I'm racist too. It doesn't affect me if you call me racist.
The other thing is that,
like, those things affect the students. How are the parents of the students of color supposed to take this man seriously when he's basically saying that it's a bad thing that there's more black students in his school than the state average?
Let's go to the phones right now. Good morning. Who do we have with us today?
This is Dean. This is the new race theory they're teaching in school. So now it's coming to Burlington. So this doesn't surprise me. And I agree with Jack mostly and somewhat with you. You know, me and you had our disagreements about things, but I respect you anyway, and I don't call you names. And I don't make fun of you, but that's what these people do. I mean, it doesn't surprise me. The reason why they're doing it is because they're going after Texas and Florida and LS because they don't like our election laws. They want to get rid of them, and they want to basically have the federal government control our election laws.
There has been a lot of kickback over those new election bills.
Yeah, no matter what I say, they're not going to like me because basically I believe in self-government. I don't believe government's the whole answer to all our problems. I've been on this program, you know, I said that I agree with Biden get Afghanistan. That I agree that we should get rid of gas tax, have the mileage tax. And now I saw a little bit on CNN that these Republicans talking about, well, let's impeach Biden. Well, no, don't do that. We don't need to go through that all over again.
Nope, I agree.
I mean, that's enough is enough. But, and I would ask him, okay, why is it that New York, California is losing seats in Congress? Well, Texas and Florida and other states are gaining seats in Congress. So it's just
because people want to move to the South. They're moving to the South and the South and the West. That's where that's why. And actually, they're moving out of California
from
moving
away from the coast.
Moving away from the coast. Yeah.
Yeah, they're moving away from New York and a couple others, and I mean, I would ask them, I won't mind going to New York when you got a record amount of homeless people, you got a record amount of violence, you got where they're allowing criminals just walk right out of jail, and that's really great, and why so many people leave?
Yeah. Dean, are you still there?
Oh, I think we lost
Dean. Hey, Dean, we lost you.
Sorry, the phone must have blurbed out there.
The phone just, okay, Dean, you still there?
Oh, there you are.
The Republican Party, that what they have stand for civil rights, and the Democratic Party, until F. Kennedy died, was mostly a racist party. It's fact, so.
Well, you know, I think the reality is that it's hard to pin anything on a party. This is one of the things that... you know, I think the problem we had with this article, and by the way, thanks for calling in, okay? I think you made some good points. You too, okay. I'm reading, this is right directly off the,
all right, let's
off
hear
the
it.
Article. Courtney, who serves on the Burlington School Board, reminisced about the days when the high school graduated 700 students every year. In those days, graduation rates were higher and students could get well-paying jobs right out of high school. This is a quote. For years, we had three middle schools, Oak Street, James Madison, and Horace Mann. Now the district has about half the graduates it previously did, and only two middle schools are needed Actually, Apollo Middle School has been sold to a developer, James Madison, repurposed by the district. While the middle school may be in the use, it's actually, well, now we have an intermediate school and one middle school. So we've gone from three middle schools to one middle school. But it's a different thing. We've got intermediate, fifth and sixth, and then we've got seventh and eighth. But the reality is, you can be nostalgic and say, well, golly, I remember when things were this way. Well, okay, you can wax nostalgic about the 2,300 people that used to work at Case, and the people and making $70,000 a year, and getting a job right out of high school. Okay, that's nice. But it's not reality now.
Yeah.
You can't live in fantasy.
You can't live in the past.
And you can't live in the past. And you're not going to turn the past, you know, the future's, you can't turn that back to what it is. So why even bother to, you know, don't make, in fact, make why make a statement like that?
Well, yeah, and what does it mean? Oh, we used to have three middle schools and now we don't? Okay. So now we don't have to pay for three different buildings. If we are doing the same job with less buildings, maybe it means we had too many buildings. Maybe it doesn't mean that something bad has gone down.
Maybe
we had way too many schools for our small 26,000 people community.
And Courtney said, continuing on, Courtney blamed, and this is his words, white flight for why the percentage of black students enrolled in Burlington School District is double that of black residents and community. And Pat Cohen says, it is a problem Burlington School Superintendent Pat Cohen blames on open enrollment. There were unintended consequences. Open enrollment, a concept based on the idea students would transfer out of small districts into larger districts with more opportunities. But in practice, students transfer out of larger districts into smaller districts. Burlington students only need transfer across town to the West Burlington School District. And you also have Notre Dame.
Yeah, Notre Dame.
If you have money.
They left out the private school. You know, if you want to put it in Tom Courtney's words, the majority white private school. You know, that's how he painted West Burlington, as that it was just this bastion of this white reserve over here that everyone's leaving Burlington. Oh, my kids can't go to this school because it's 19% black instead of 9% black, like the state average. The white flight thing, it offends me to no end. And well, especially if you're the person on the school board, all right, and you're trying to paint it as the white students are leaving because of race. Maybe the rich families are sending their kids to a better school that gives you a better education, which happens to be the ones that aren't BHS.
And Pat Cohen was on with me this past, just a few weeks ago, and he was telling us a story. The reality is, during the pandemic, a lot of people just decided, hey, they wanted to get the heck out of here and go to wherever there was an opportunity. If there wasn't a job here, they would go and wherever the jobs were was wherever they were going to go. And a lot of jobs were lost. And yes, so if they had a, if there was a job, no job here, it was sort of like, and I think he used Grapes of Wrath a little bit. Hey, you pick up in the car and you go wherever you have to go to find the job that you need. And if it's not in Burlington, you're going to go someplace else.
You go where the money is.
You go where the money is, and that's one of the things. But a lot of these distortions that came out in the original New York Times.
Exaggerations.
People must drive hours to see a dentist. Hello?
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
Was there a line about traveling to have to buy shoes?
The fact is, yeah, and our bare bones health care system, because we don't have any, we don't have enough. We can't handle.
I remember seeing something there about having to travel to buy shoes, and he said that they met up in the parking lot of Dick's on Agency Street, where there's two shoe stores within eyeshot.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, that one of those men in that article, literally, they sat in his truck for 2 hours in the Dick's parking lot, saying there was nowhere to buy shoes. But I mean,
these are all basically lines that were used to simply fill in the story to make us look as bad as possible.
With no facts. But here's a couple facts if you want to know how well BHS is doing
with
Tom Courtney on the school board.
Hit us with the facts.
Our overall testing rank out of the 1,232 schools in Iowa, We came in 1122nd. That's in the bottom 10% of all schools in Iowa. Our math proficiency scores for our students are 57%. This is the 2018-2019. These are the
I did have Pat Cohen say that those scores have lifted considerably higher.
Oh, in 2020 everyone was doing classes online.
They were taken when we've been in full-time learning, which has been in 2021, because it was taken in the spring of 2021, which is absolutely brand new.
Well, still, these statistics are only a couple of years old.
Yeah,
I'm not arguing with that.
But I mean, like, this is a year's worth of statistics as opposed to one poll that they took at the end of this school year to try to make themselves look better after forcing a bunch of children to stare at a computer all year long. Our math proficiency scores in the 2018-2019 year, 57% of the students that came out of BHS were proficient in math.
Okay.
Only 60% were proficient in reading, and the dropout rate was nearly 21%, one of the worst in the state.
You know, it's going to be interesting. We're going to have Pat Cohen on in what is it this week? We've got city next weekend, next Wednesday, week from Wednesday.
I'm going to end it just posing a question as to whether you think the racism is driving parents to take their kids out of this school, or is it the performance of this school that's driving parents to send their kids to some place that they can get a better education?
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. 754-1490.
This is The Herd.
The winner in this is also
Colin Cowherd.
Aaron wants the Packer GM out. The GM of the Packers is Brian Gutekunst. He went and got Jordan Love last year, apparently went a little rogue. Here's the whole thing. It's not that complicated. If Jordan Love, who they drafted last year in the first round, can play, your problems are really not that dire.
This is The Herd.
And the story out today,
weekdays 11 to 2 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Out with the old and in with the blue. The blue skies, sunny days, and warm temperatures of spring, that is. Hi, I'm Bob Jern from Jern's Heating and Air Conditioning. Warm weather is here, and it's only going to get hotter as we roll from spring to summer. Your heater has done its job for the season, so now it's time to check out how that air conditioner is running. If it just needs a little patch up, give us a call. We can help it run a little smoother. But if it's on its last leg, don't worry. We can set you up with a new high-efficiency Amana air conditioner that'll keep you as cool as you need to enjoy the warm weather without overheating. Local utility companies are offering rebates of up to $780, so now is a great time to upgrade. For consistent temperatures in your home all year round, give us a call. Jern's Heating and Air Conditioning, your Amana dealer, serving Southeast Iowa and West Central Illinois, with 24-hour service and never an overtime charge.
Win big with Catfish Bend Casino's Mow Me Down promotion. Want to make your outdoor tasks simpler? Would a riding lawnmower help? Win a John Deere S100 mower by playing slots or table games at Catfish Bend. Earn entries all month long with every 50 points earned. And 5x entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Don't need a mower? Then take $1,000 in free play. Or you could win a $250 Lowe's gift card. Check in for drawings each Friday to be held at 6, 7, and 8 p.m. See player services for details. Come out and play and live lucky at Catfish Bend Casino.
Hello, I'm Talisa Jacobs, licensed administrator at Oakview Nursing and Rehabilitation in Burlington, Iowa. At Oakview, we understand that transitioning to long-term care or finding the right skilled nursing facility can be very stressful. Be assured, we are here to help. At Oakview, our top priorities are the quality of life and care of our residents. If you or a loved one are looking for care, choose a peace of mind. Choose Oakview. For more information, visit us online at viewsofburlington.com.
Fake news. It is a concept. Fake news is when you have a story that uses only one side of a story and tilts all of the information you have to fit your already preconceived perception because you read or got a quote from somebody talking about, well, these places, they voted, they were all pretty much Democratic strongholds, and they switched and voted for Trump. So it must be something, there must be something bad going on in those places. I'm going to go find a place, and I'll pick Burlington, Iowa, and that'll be my place. Anyway, good morning. Who do we have with us?
This is John.
Hey, John.
Hey. I just had a couple of comments, Steve.
Okay. I think I know the John.
Yeah, I think
okay.
You do, too.
Okay. Go ahead, John.
I just wanted to set the record straight. We actually had 4 middle schools in Burlington. There was James Madison, Oak Street, Horace Mann, and Apollo Middle School.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's
an important correction.
That goes back to when they had the ninth graders. Is that right? The ninth graders were just at the Apollo, and so they called it a middle school, and the high school was 3 years. It was a 3-year high school, 10, 11, and 12, right?
That's correct.
And, okay.
Every middle school was packed. We had over 500 enrollment in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade at 4 middle schools back in the day.
But you see, the problem with being nostalgic is that it's nice to be nostalgic and nice to remember we had Tom Courtney, John, that remembered 2,300 people working at Case. So I remember when there was over 2,300 people or 3,000 people, I think, working at the IAAP plant when I came to town, too.
Right.
And you say, I mean, yeah, a lot of these places, what the reality is that we've had between automation, which has taken a lot of the jobs away, and the fact is that the technology has changed the way businesses and factories operate. You don't need as many people to do the jobs that you used to have to have. You don't have that many of those kinds of jobs anymore, isn't it? And that's pretty basic, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And the other thing that happened, of course, is open enrollment. And a lot of people opted to, leave Burlington schools.
I think they wanted, and the reality is, and Pat Cohen just made a comment on that story that said, hey, look, the reality is they thought people would migrate to larger schools that had more opportunities. That's not the case.
They kind of did the opposite.
Now, they did migrate. They did want to school. There was migration to some of the larger schools where if you wanted to have a sports program that you couldn't get, a swimming program or something like that. But beyond that, I think the fact is people felt more comfortable in smaller schools in general than they did in big schools.
Well, I mean, I think it could also be that if you give a parent a choice of 2 schools, they're going to pick the one that they think is going to give their child a better education and a better, a better experience throughout their high school career. They're going to pick the school that they think is best. And it seems like Burlington High School is not living up when you compare it to any other school nearby. It's not that appealing.
And the other thing is that, John, you know, this perception is reality. Hey, I sent all 3 of my daughters went to Burlington schools all through their entire
education,
K to 12 education. And then they went to other, and got advanced degrees in other places. I think if I were to say, would you guys have done anything different than what you did? No, I think they all found that Burlington was just fine for them. And I think that's the thing that can you find bad things to say about, or can you find bad things in Burlington at Burlington High School? Yes. Can you find good things at Burlington High School? Yes. It's just what you're looking for, isn't it?
That I think so.
Anyway, yep. Hey, John, thanks so much for calling in today, okay?
And I did want to say I'm glad Dean was back today.
Good.
All right, thank you. Thanks, hey,
okay.
Thanks, John. Good to talk to you.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Bye.
All right, I know that, John. Anyway. Anyway.
There is a school board meeting tonight.
What time school board meeting tonight?
I wasn't able to see the time on the schedule.
If you'd like to let any of those school board members, know your opinion, tonight would be a great time to do that. And you could go tell them in person to their face. So we encourage everyone to let their opinion be known.
Participate in public events.
That's right.
All right. Thank you for joining us today. Yes. Hey, look.
I believe the city council is also in session tonight, too.
I've lived here 44 years. I wouldn't have lived here 44 years if I didn't really actually love living in Burlington, Iowa. So take that.
Yeah, we love Burlington.